For the message this morning, I'm going to focus on the second reading from Colossians chapter 2, specifically verses 6 through 15. We put an insert in your bulletin that has this in two translations. We want you to take this home with you and continue to study this passage, read this passage throughout the week. You can do that in your own Bibles as well, but we wanted to provide that for you. For most of the message, I'll be focusing on the Message translation, but we'll start here in a little bit with the NIV. You see, Paul uses a lot of analogies. And in fact, it's interesting, this passage fits very well with many of the sermons and the things that have been discussed over the past couple weeks as we've talked about fruit and cherries and blackberries and all those good things of this season. Because here, Paul uses the analogy of a tree. And the tree analogy is used throughout Scripture frequently. Paul loves it especially. And it's a really helpful analogy. It's a helpful analogy for understanding our faith, for understanding life in Jesus Christ. It is helpful in so many ways. And here, unlike the other weeks we've discussed the various aspects of fruit and trees and growing, the focus, as you caught perhaps in my children's time, is on the roots. And so before we dive into Paul's treatment, I want to talk a little bit about perhaps what Paul is hinting to here at Roots. And I discussed some of this in children's time, but I want to remind you of some of the things that we know about Roots. And understand, I'm a novice. For those of you that are very good at this, forgive my mild inaccuracies or things that I miss. But certainly, as was mentioned in children's time, roots are a source that absorb the nutrients in the water that the plant, that the tree needs. It's when the seeds take root that the tree really begins to grow. So it is with our faith. We see this in the parable of the sower. When the seeds take root, they begin to grow. Understand, these analogies are very helpful as we think about our relationship with Jesus Christ. The roots are very rarely seen on the surface, and a lot of times when they're seen on the surface, at the very least they're an inconvenience, but there is a greater risk even. So much of what happens in us and in our faith as we grow is not seen at the very surface of things. What God is doing in us, the way that the Holy Spirit is moving, is not as plain and obvious if we're not really looking. And certainly, the roots will strengthen, as will we, as they go deeper into the soil and as they spread out. In our own faith, as we deepen our relationship with Jesus Christ, as we take our relationship with Christ and move out into the world, using our relationship with Jesus to care for and minister to others, the tree is strengthened. Also, the source of health comes from the roots. And we're going to talk a lot about that because that's the thrust of Paul's message. As Micah mentioned, the roots are an anchor to hold the tree in to the ground for all the forces that may be against it, whether it's wind, and we'll talk about wind quite a bit, whether it's the weather or some crazy man on his four-wheeler running into the tree. The roots anchor the tree. We need to think about that which is our anchor. The roots also give the tree a sense of place, of location. You know, God calls us to be in certain places and locations in every season of our life. It gives the tree the stability, a sense of understanding of where it's to be. It's the very source of life, the roots. If you look at the NIV translation, just briefly, we're going to look at verses 6 and 7. In this passage, this whole passage, this is the key part of the Apostle Paul's argument, the thing that he really wants us to hear and really wants us to know, the summary of all that he has to say. Paul was a preacher. He was long-winded, but somewhere buried in all that he had to say, there was a key point. And in this passage, one of the places that's found is in verses 6 and 7. So then, just as you received Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live your lives in him, rooted and built up in him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, overflowing with thankfulness. You see, Paul's message to us is our roots must be in Jesus Christ. As followers, as believers of Jesus Christ, our roots, all that I just spoke of, our roots are to be in Jesus Christ. It's that simple. It's that simple. And much like everything that is of the Christian faith that we hear in the scripture that Jesus has to say for us, it's very simple to understand, to comprehend, to think about. But living it out, of course, is a great challenge and a great task. But this is the simple truth. Our roots are to be in Jesus Christ. That Jesus is our source of life, our anchor, our beginning point. That's Paul's argument. But he goes on to say that as a result, we are strengthened in the faith that we were taught. We've already received this faith. We've already heard this message of Jesus. But we're strengthened in our faith as we make Christ our roots and as our roots grow. And he says, and overflowing with thankfulness. That as we come to know Jesus more and more, the natural fruit of that, the natural result of having our roots in Jesus, is that we would overflow with thankfulness. This is the essence of Paul's message here. That's who we are to be and what we are to be about. Now I want you to turn over as we walk through the Message translation of this passage and dive into this perhaps a little deeper. Starting at verse 6. My counsel for you is simple and straightforward. Just go ahead with what you've been given. You've received Christ Jesus the Master. Now live him. We already have what we need. We've received Jesus. As followers of Christ, as the baptized, we've received Jesus. And the simple message of this passage is to live that. Simple, right? But hard in application. Simple in understanding. Simple in comprehension. But to live Jesus Christ is a great challenge. Perhaps more so in some moments than others. More so in some seasons than others. And he goes on to say, you're deeply rooted in him. You're well constructed upon him. You know your way around the faith. Now do what you've been taught. School's out. Quit studying the subject and start living it. And let your living spill over into thanksgiving. We have roots in Jesus Christ. If Jesus Christ is our root, our source, our anchor, we have all that we need for life, for faith, for all that we are, for all that we experience, for all that we will ever face, the good, the bad, the indifferent, and the ugly. We have it all. Our roots must be in Christ Jesus. We just need to live it. And it's interesting, he says, and let your living spill over into thanksgiving. That as we know Jesus, as we make Jesus our source more and more, as we grow our roots in him, joy spills out as a natural cause of that. Thanksgiving overflows out of us. Someone once said, you Christians claim to have the joy of Jesus in your heart. If that's true, you might want to notify your face. So often, we talk about Jesus, but we let other things dictate. And this is what Paul gets at in verse 8 particular, and a little bit in 9. Watch out for people who try to dazzle you with big words and intellectual double talk. They want to drag you off into endless arguments that never amount to anything. They spread their ideas through the empty traditions of human beings and the empty superstitions of spirit beings. But that's not the way of Christ. You see, there's a lot of wind out there. In fact, the Apostle Paul in Ephesians 4, a great chapter of the scripture that outlines about verse 11 or 16 or so, the image of what the church should be, says that the church should be unified, moving together so that it can stand up against every wind of false teaching. You see, there's a lot of wind out there. There's a lot of things that can distract us from being rooted in Christ. And it's very easy for us to blame governments and media and all sorts of secular entities for those distractions, and with good reason. We can even blame other religions and traditions and even denominations, as we know well, for distracting us, for being wind, for offering things that are false and not true. But I would also argue that distractions happen in the church as well. That this notion of getting stuck in things that are not rooted in Christ, getting stuck in things that lead to endless arguments not of Jesus, happens even in the church. In my career, I've seen long, passionate arguments about chairs and carpets and refrigerators and hot water heaters. Stuff that's not rooted in Jesus Christ. And while that stuff may not be irrelevant, when the things of the wind, whether from culture, whether from inside the church, whether from our life, when those things become our focus, we lose our rootedness in Jesus Christ. And it becomes harder and harder for us to stand up to those winds, whatever those winds might be: false teaching, heresy, economics, health, all these distractions, troubled relationships, all these things that are real. The wind is real. We need to deal with the wind. But so often we allow these little things, these small things in our lives and in our churches, to become the source. We root ourselves unintentionally, and maybe even sometimes intentionally, in those things. And when we do that, eventually, whether in 5 minutes or 50 years, the wind will break us. The wind will win. And that's why Paul reminds us with great passion and with great depth that we are to be rooted in Jesus Christ. It must start with Jesus. And if I am honest with myself, if we are honest with ourselves, so often it starts with our own personality, our own philosophy, our own view of religion, our own comfort. All these things, some of which are very good. And then we add a little Jesus to that. But we have that backwards, as I talked about last week. You see, we delight so much that we are created in the image of God that we often return the favor without knowing that we create God in our image, our understanding. But Paul says, wait. Root yourselves in Christ Jesus. You've heard the message. You know it. You know who Jesus is. You know what Jesus has done. You know what Jesus is all about. Root yourself in that. And then the wind? It doesn't matter. I would argue that life is full of wind. In our lives, in our homes, in our work, in the church, there's a lot of wind. There's more wind in our lives than there is in Indiana. There's a lot of wind. A lot of wind. And it's awfully easy to get caught up in, distracted by, focused on the wind. It's real. It impacts us. It shakes us. But if we want to withstand the wind, if we want to have the abundant life, if we want to be strong, if we want to experience all that God has for us, we must be rooted in Jesus Christ. And that's the simple message that Paul has for us. It could have been a 2-minute sermon. Be rooted in Jesus Christ. That's what it's all about. Are you rooted in Christ? Are your roots in Jesus Christ growing? Is Jesus Christ your anchor, your source of life, your strength? The way to kill a tree or a weed or a plant, I can run over them with my lawnmower, I can chop them down, but they can keep growing if the roots are still there. We've had that with aspen trees in Colorado. I mentioned at children's time. We'll have aspen trees. The way that they work is new trees grow out of the roots of other trees. And so you have one die, and there are three others. Because the strength is in the roots. And if we are rooted in Christ Jesus, we'll sway, we'll bend, we'll get a little bit of whiplash even, but we will not break. And we will have life abundant in the end. And so I love Paul's message. And he goes on in verse 9. I love how the message translates this passage. It's actually very well done from the original language. Everything of God gets expressed in him so that you can see and hear him clearly. You don't need a telescope, a microscope, or a horoscope to realize the fullness of Christ and the emptiness of the universe without him. The wind fails. The wind has no substance. We do not need anything other than Christ Jesus. We've got everything that we need already. And I'll tell you, in life, it doesn't often feel that way. But that's the truth. Everything that we need, not only to survive, because living that Jesus, the life that we are given in Christ Jesus, is not about survival. It's about thriving. It's about abundance. It's about joy overflowing. And we already have all that we need. It's already there. The Holy Spirit has been given to us. We have the gospel. We have salvation in Christ Jesus. It's all already there. That's why Paul says two times in the beginning of this passage, live it. Simply live it. And then he goes on, and I love this whole rest of this passage. Paul is good about reminding the readers of the core of the gospel message in almost everything he writes, because he doesn't want them to lose sight of it, to be comfortable. I've heard this story of Jesus before, for it to become mundane, for it to become rote, for it to become a habit that we miss it. And so he reiterates it over and over again. When you come to him, that fullness comes together for you too. His power, the power of Jesus, the power of the Holy Spirit extends over everything. And then at the core of our understanding of faith in 11, entering into this fullness is not something you figure out or achieve. It's not a matter of being circumcised or keeping a long list of laws. No, you're already in, insiders. Not through some secretive initiation rite, but rather through what Christ has already gone through for you, destroying the power of sin. It's not our work. It's not what we do. It's who Jesus is. It's what Jesus has done. It's what Jesus continues to do. See, the richness of the soil, the richness of Christ Jesus, that's where the power is. Not in what I say or do, not in our obedience or lack thereof, not in our works or our mistakes or our victories. It's not because of us. It's because of Jesus. And so who better to be rooted in? If all power and all authority, if victory over sin and death is accomplished in Jesus, who better to be rooted in than Christ Jesus? It's simple. It's really that simple. But as Paul noted, living it is a challenge. But because of Jesus, we have great news, and the great news is found in the rest of this passage, that because of Jesus, we have life, and we have been saved, and we have abundance. We're as strong as our roots. Our faith, our life, the ability to withstand all of the winds that we may face is rooted in our relationship with Jesus Christ. May we deepen and expand and strengthen those roots, making Jesus our source, our anchor, our first thing, our very essence of our life. May we be rooted in Christ, fixing our eyes on Him instead of the wind, so that God's kingdom may come, and so that we can be a part of that. Let us pray. God, we thank you for these words that remind us not only of what matters, but who matters. And Lord, give us the power and the strength and the focus to root ourselves in you. That whatever wind may come from relationships, from culture, from all the things that we are a part of, that we would be able to withstand it and focus on the source that is Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen. Amen. Please stand.